You're listening to The Profile.
Hello, and welcome to The Profile podcast. I'm Andy Peck. Maybe you have a leadership role, or maybe you're just seeking to use your influence in godly ways. You will know that leadership can be a bit of a roller coaster, wonderful highs, crushing lows, and an awful lot of daily grind. Sometimes you need advice and encouragement from people who can relate to your situation. This is why for the past 18 years I've been interviewing Christians in the world of leadership, from churches, charities, and commercial and non-commercial settings. I've been aiming to support Christians just like you, so you can honour God, who is our ultimate leader. I trust that this next conversation will be an inspiration to you. This show is brought to you by Premier Christianity Magazine, the UK's leading Christian magazine. Get full online access and the print magazine every month by becoming a subscriber. See special offers available now at premierchristianity.com. You will doubtless have received many exhortations from the pulpit to be a witness for Christ in your home, amongst family and friends, and in the workplace. Maybe you take that exhortation to heart. But you will know that being a witness in the workplace can mean very different things depending on your workplace. In some workplaces, Christian faith and Christian views can all be part of the mix, along with the weekend sports news and latest popular Netflix drama. In other places, talk of faith is frowned upon, and expressing your views, especially on gender and sexuality, very dangerous. Of course, we know that witness is more than words and actually includes how we live. Classic Christian characteristics of servant-heartedness, kindness, generosity and truthfulness can enhance most work environments. Well, to discuss the challenges of living for Christ in the workplace, I'm joined by someone from Thames Water and someone from a global pharmaceutical company. Dave Law is an analytical chemist for Thames Water, an associate of Transform Work and the founder and chair of the Faith Friendly Workplaces. Julian Shellard is a solicitor. He works as an in-house regulator lawyer with a global pharmaceutical company. He co-founded the Christians in Government Staff Network, and since 2020, he's been chair of trustees of Transform Work. So welcome to you both. Welcome, Dave.
Thank you.
And welcome, Julian.
Thanks very much. Good to be here.
So let me ask you both of your journeys to faith and into the work you now do. So Dave, perhaps we can kick off with you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Andy. Well, my journey, like many, I grew up in a Christian family, took a decision for Christ as a teenager. But my story got interesting after a few years in the workplace, when I was largely bullied out of a workplace because of my Christian views. So I was picked on because people made assumptions of me. That led me into joining Thames Water a few years later, and initially dealing with trade unions and then getting involved with Transform Work. So, yeah.
Thank you very much. Julian, your own journey?
Yeah, I became a Christian at the age of 16 through hearing for the first time that Jesus was alive and wanted to have a relationship with me and just put me on the right footing. And shortly after that, choosing my A-levels and my career, I just felt led into the law, really, I suppose, it because of the principles of justice at the heart of being a lawyer. And I thought, this is something good, going to help society. And after practicing as a litigator for a couple of years in a law firm, I heard about opportunities to work in government as a government lawyer. And of course, that really spoke to my desire to kind of make a difference. And so I was a government lawyer for over 20 years. And then I started to work in the pharmaceutical industry. And I would say now, really, what I really love about being a Christian in the work that I do now is that I'm not only combining those principles of justice and making society better, but actually involved in developing new medicines. So it's really exciting to be involved in that as a Christian.
Fabulous. Thank you. And just for keen listeners, Dave Law is actually the chemist and Julian Shellard is the lawyer. So don't get confused. Okay.
Yes.
In my introduction, I suggest the culture of any workplace will vary enormously. Dave, you already suggested that you're in a workplace which was quite tough. Many would sense that being a Christian, expressing Christian views, is less acceptable than it used to be, perhaps a few decades ago. I don't know if you would both agree with that. Is that because there's a political correctness we need to be aware of? Is it because Christianity is poorly understood, as Dave has suggested? Perhaps Julian, you could start off first this time, and then we'll go to Dave.
Yeah, in your introduction, you described it so well, Andy. It's very much of a mixed landscape, and there are pockets, there are places where there is opposition to Christian values. And I was actually talking this afternoon to a colleague who said, meeting me for the first time, has a faith. I've just felt I needed to keep my head down and not mention it. He just felt that he would be ostracized. So you meet that very commonly, but also increasingly, I do notice, and it's something to really be grateful for, that many workplaces are now becoming much more faith friendly, allowing Christians to bring their whole selves to work, to use that phrase. So it's a changing scene, and I think very much contributed to by some legal developments where we're seeing a lot more of understanding based around equality, diversity, and inclusion, which I think are good principles, certainly that we should welcome as Christians. And also increasing interest in things like spiritual literacy, something that needs to be taken seriously for the benefit of the work that we do.
Excellent, thank you. And Dave, you had a tough start. How have you found it at Thames Water?
I found Thames Water has been a very inclusive employer and have had no problems being a Christian there. But yes, I think it is very varied where you are. And I think the landscape has changed. So when I joined the workplace, which was quite a few years ago, there was a culture of leave it at the door, not interested. And there was also a societal culture that said was very sort of anti-Christian because a lot of people had touched on Christianity as schools and things like that and were pushing against it. Now there's far less actual touching against Christianity in society, but there's also far less knowledge of it. So I don't think we're as anti as we used to be, but we also don't know as much as we used to.
Sure, thank you. No, that's a helpful distinction. The employee is at work to do a job, not to share their faith. But of course, we would believe that faith is part of who we are. So perhaps I can ask the question: what is good practice when it comes to living as a Christ follower in the workplace? Julian, you shared, someone saying they needed to keep their head down, not mention it. What do you think would be good practice, or does that really depend on where you're working?
Well, I think yes, it does to the extent that you've got to work within the culture. And as Christians, we know we've got a lot of evidence that when we pray, people become more favourable, more open, and so prayer really helps. And I think modelling your faith with your example, I think drops the barriers and drops the resistance as people see you're an ordinary person, that you're a decent person. In terms of good practice, listeners might like to know that Transform Work, in collaboration with the Evangelical Alliance. Just the end of the year before last, actually, and Laura's Christian Fellowship, we produced a resource called Living for Jesus at Work, which is available on our website, also the Evangelical Alliance website. But in there, we set up what we think are some really good practices. And share your faith with wisdom. I love the injunction from Peter, like showing gentleness and respect. And I think wisdom is so important. Recognize the boundaries of you're paid to do, and when it might be better to just talk to a colleague or open up about faith at a time when it's comfortable for them, perhaps in a lunch break rather than interrupting them in their work. So things like that can really help. And above all, I think the best example of good practice that I would advocate is set up a Christian workplace group if there isn't one in your organisation, and we can help you in Transform Work to do that.
Excellent. Anything particularly to add, Dave?
Yes, I would also say that. When you're approaching this in the workplace, remember what you are there to do. Am I employed to be a witness in the workplace? Well, I am a witness in the workplace because I'm a Christian, but I'm actually employed to be an analytical chemist. And that ultimately is why I am in the workplace, and I have to do that job as best to the best of my ability. Through that, God should shine through me but I am principally there about doing a really good job as an analytical chemist, and God blessing me to be the best chemist that I can be. And then, yes, use the opportunities that are out there. There are numerous ways to do it. I came in and I started off by using the bad experiences I had to connect in with the trade union and to be able to stand with other people who may have been having bad experiences. So I think there are numerous ways to share God's love. And yeah, we'll see what God lays in front of you.
Thank you. Thanks, Dave. Now, Julian, you're in a global international company. Obviously, some nations internationally are far more secular than Britain, and many are more religious, especially Muslim nations, where they don't have a kind of sacred secular divide, do they? How does that impact your work?
Yeah, definitely. I would say it's what makes my work very enriching. I love the fact that I've got colleagues from many nations and we can just talk about one another's cultures and appreciate, for me as a Christian, really appreciate the diversity of God's creation, working with colleagues from Japan or the Middle East or South America, for example. I would say, as a Christian, also working in a global company does a lot of advantages because it enables you, really, through your colleague, your company, a culture. And the channels that they make available, such as the intranet and other things that are organized at a global level in your company, to actually have faith discussions and even run some faith events. Some companies do have allow Christian workplaces at a global level, such as GSK, which is in my industry. So I would say globalization has created new pathways for Christians to connect with each other, to share their faith compliantly within the company culture. Even as you say, Andy, in countries which traditionally are very, very conservative, such as China or Saudi Arabia, for example. So, yet yeah, the great opportunities, I would say, and I would encourage Christians, many of us now work in global workplaces, whether you work for KPMG or another global company, Esso, for example, you'll probably find that there are affiliate offices in your organization where there are Christians, and you can do some connecting and networking and help spread the gospel and spread Christian witness that way. Big opportunities, I'd say.
That's great. Great to hear, Julian. Now, Dave, you're involved in the faith-friendly workplaces movement. So tell us about that.
So that faith-friendly workplaces was a realization amongst those who were leading both Christian ERGs, employee resource groups, and other faith and multi-faith employee resource groups, that companies didn't always seem to take us as seriously as they took some of the other groups, such as the black and minority ethnic, the women's group, the LGBTQ plus group. And how could we address this? So it's a coming together of around 60 or so companies from across the UK, saying, how can we get things better noticed? How can we do this? And yeah, it has built up quite a lot of movement. And we had a conference a few weeks ago, which we were able to present some awards to some of the most faith-friendly companies in the UK, which was a great blessing.
Excellent. I have to ask as a journalist what they were, what the companies were.
So the top two companies were Baringa Partners, who are a consulting company based in London, and Rolls-Royce PLC, who are the aero engine company.
Oh, great. That's good.
It's great. It was great to see them there.
Super. Well, Dave, my next question is about the trade union movement, and you've mentioned already you've been involved. So we I guess many will know that there has been Christian influence in the birth of the trade union movement, certainly in the UK, and other parts of Europe as well. Is trade unionism still strong?
Trade unionism is strong in places. It's up and down, like a lot of these things. But there's union influence, particularly in the public sector and sort of large industry and things. So there's a significant presence in places like Thames Water where I am. So it's not fading away. It's not the force it was 30 years ago, but it's still there and still making a difference.
Great. Julian, sadly, Premier have had to cover news stories of Christians losing their jobs or being suspended for expressing their views or refusing to toe the company line. Now, of course, the nuance of every case is different, and Premier, of course, will report on it because it is perceived to be shocking. It may be a very small percentage, but nevertheless, it is out there. As a lawyer, where do Christians stand? In terms of legislation and what they can and can't do.
Again, I do a plug for the Lymphatics at Work booklet, but actually there's a chapter there on this very topic, but I'll just summarise very briefly.
Sure.
In the UK, we're very fortunate. We have the Equality Act 2010, which provides protections to people who have certain protected characteristics, one of which is freedom of religion and belief. So Christians and other people of faith do enjoy protections, but obviously corresponding duties. So, not to just directly discriminate or indirectly discriminate or harass or victimize. So, we can benefit from these beliefs or from these freedoms. But again, we have to make sure that we don't inflict them on others. You know, we comply as respects our deeds with other people. These are built on human rights, very much human rights principles in the ECHR. And there are two articles in that convention which form part of UK law, one of which guarantees freedom of faith, thought, and conscience and religion, and one of which guarantees freedom of expression. But both of these are qualified rights, and so they're not absolutely absolute that we can just say and think what we want, but governments can come and restrict those to the extent that is needed to protect the safety of others, the public health of others, civil order, and so on. So I would say there are huge freedoms, but they have to be exercised responsibly, and there is a legal framework. I'd make two other points as well. Look at your employment contract and your company code of conduct, which will generally have stuff in there around how you behave. So clearly, although there are overarching legislative laws that govern how we should behave and what to do when things go wrong, your contract is a very important document you should be familiar with. And yeah, there will be issues, I think, as you highlighted, Andy, where Christians find themselves compromised, perhaps around reproductive rights if you work in healthcare, around Sunday working if you work in retail and being asked to work on Sundays, or you're involved or get caught up in the gambling industry. There are ethical issues there, and where there is often a faith perspective as to why you'd react to these issues in a certain way. So that's why I would say talk to other Christians, talk to us in Transform Work, talk to your professional organisation if you're a medic, and talk to the CMF. We can help you navigate that.
Excellent. No, that's really helpful, Julian. And I have to say, having been involved and being aware of Transform Work UK for some time, it's been terrific to find your more positive narrative that counters some of the stories I've just alluded to, because there had been a feel within the Ain't It Awful group of Christians that you just had to keep your head down, basically, because it's gonna get shot off. Actually, Transform Work is encouraging us to use some of the legislation, some of the ways in which companies open up faith groups, to within all religions, to see Christianity prosper. So, perhaps both of you could share a little bit about your involvement in Transform Work UK and why you're encouraged with what God is doing recently. Dave, do you want to start? Because I asked Julian earlier.
Yes, so yes. Well, I started volunteering with Transform Work well over 10 years ago now. And for many years, I was the regional ambassador for the Thames Valley, which is where I live. And it was a great blessing to be able to talk to other Christians, talk to them in the workplace, and talk to them. And a lot of them, they didn't realize that they had the freedoms to do things that they actually do have. There were people there who, again, just believed that you had to leave your faith at the door. You had to be quiet because you were going to get your head shot off. That actually everyone was out to get you. You were either, or if you were going to get in trouble if you did this, when actually it's the great blessing is to be able to tell people, look, actually, you're not going to get in trouble for this. You're perfectly allowed to do this. Offer it to God and go for it. See how it goes. And with God on your side, who can be against you?
And Julian, you co-founded Christians in Government, and you've been the chair of trustees of Transform Work since 2020. So you've been at the forefront of its development.
Indeed, it's been a wonderful time. I mean, I think very much cut my teeth when I was working in government, which obviously is a huge employer and spans the whole country and whose departments basically regulate every aspect of our life, really. So it was in that place discovering a very active Christian group in my first place, which was the Ministry of Agriculture, which was such a support to me and helping me could bring my faith into the work that I did, and we would often put on events for colleagues at Christmas and times like that. So I really learned the value of work being in a workplace group when you're working. So you're not on your own. You know, you can there'll be issues that often perhaps employees would grumble about, but actually as a group of employees together who are Christians, you can pray about them and see things change. And so I'm just so convinced of the value of being in a workplace group or starting one, as I said earlier, in your workplace. And I think if I can just share a verse that really encourages me, I think covers all we've been talking about as believers. In Colossians 1:15, he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. In a sense in which Christ, he goes ahead of us. But he's also more important than anything else. But everything holds together in him. So I think my journey has been one of realizing in my life, everything holds together in him. You know, my work that I do, the organization I work for, the country that we work in and serve, you know, everything is together and things make sense in Christ. So we've been very encouraged to see Transform Work grow. We've got, I think, about 500 Christian workplace groups that are registered with us. These are basically Christian staff networks going under different names and different organizations, public and private sectors. And we're also in contact with and bring together about 50 Christian professional sector groups, such as the Lawyers Christian Fellowship and the Christian Medical Fellowship, Christian Finance, and many sectoral groups as well. And just it's been such a joy as a charity, bringing all these groups together and helping believers think holistically about their workplaces. And then we have a vision that in every hospital and every school, you'd have multi-professional groups. You'd have the teachers, you'd have the parents. You even have young people praying together for their schools, and likewise in hospitals, doctors praying with patients and patron representatives, and so that all of our workplaces would be covered. But just to finish really with just some challenges, I think, for us, as well as the encouragement, I think so many of us, I think, are kind of sleeping. We're just not aware of the opportunities, perhaps a bit scared. And I think just reaching out to Christians, and even Christians who are really passionate about their faith, come all fired up on a Sunday morning when they get to church, to work on a Monday, their hearts sink, you know, they're in stuck into something that's quite oppressive and quite stressful. We really want Christians to get excited, and we're there to help. And I think looking externally, we've referred to the culture, Andy, in your questions about the environment and hostility. And Dave put it very well. I think ignorance is probably our main enemy out there. There is such a lack of awareness of the goodness of God and the transformative power of Jesus. And such a great opportunity. There are huge open doors, and we just need to see those open doors in many senses, just sometimes just pray them into being so we see them and go through them. So I'd say connecting with the church and really getting this message into our local churches is so key. I'm passionate about local church. I love serving my own local church here in Winchester, but just seeing Christians brought alive in their faith, what a difference it could be if the marketplace became that place of exchange and people discovering Christ. And I would say also, young people, seeing young people going to their careers, Christian young people, yes, getting excited in their Christian unions, but actually, and sharing faith with their classmates. But again, seeing how in the choice of their studies and how they apply themselves as young engineers or chemists or lawyers, all things hold together in Christ for them and bringing Christ into that as well. And finally, I would say there are many things we would love to do in Transform Work in terms of expanding our remit, including internationally, and we just love more people to partner with us in praying for us, in investing financially in what we're doing so we can do more. So if any of what I've said is a bit of a plug, resonates with anyone out there, I'm sure Andy will make it possible for you to get in touch with us so we can tell you more.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you. Well, I was going to say, Dave, in closing, if someone is listening, involved in the workplace, didn't know about you, there's a website, no doubt, they can go to.
Faithatwork.uk.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Well, thank you both for sharing. I guess just a little. We're dipping our toe into this whole area, but I think you've encouraged us all to take faith in the workplace seriously. And also, I would suggest inspired many who perhaps have kept their faith a bit quiet to be a bit more vocal and open, and to connect with other Christians who are doing just that. So, thank you for being examples of that, and excited to see what God's going to be doing in the future. So, thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
And thank you, Julian, very much.
Thank you.
That was my conversation with Julian Shellard and Dave Law, a lawyer and analytical chemist, respectively, who both serve with Transform Work in their free time. Dave Law mentioned the Faith at Work multi-faith venture, and the website for that is faithatwork.uk. And then the Transform Work website, which both Dave and Julian are both involved with, is transformwork.net. And if you go to the website, you can click on Find a Group or Start a Group if this is something that is particular interest. And Transform Work are there particularly to support you as you seek to set up a Christian workplace group wherever you happen to be. Julian also mentioned the Living for Jesus at Work resource. And again, that's available on the Transform Work website, transformwork.net. One of the aims of this show is for all Christians to use their influence where God has placed us. Of course, that means Christians in leadership with leadership titles, but also all of us, wherever we are. And that, of course, includes for some the workplace where God has placed us. And sometimes that may mean simply praying, but hopefully, in the course of this conversation, you've been maybe encouraged to think about how you could use your influence better there. And that may be setting up a workplace group, or at least having a little bit more courage to chat about your faith in a winsome and gracious way, as we've been encouraged to do by Dave and by Julian. So this is Andy Peck thanking you for your company and looking forward to the next time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Profile in association with Premier Christianity Magazine.